We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am exactly how you want me to be. The more important question is, how in the world are you doing?
I'm doing great. Have you discovered any good coffee shops over the last few days at your caravan?
So I went to the Lakota Coffee Company. So we had a cancellation yesterday morning. So that made it a little tricky. I'm sorry, 2 mornings ago. So that made it a little tricky to get out and get walking around. But we stayed in Columbia. So I woke up one morning.
Great town.
And they have a Caldi's out there. And Caldi's has been my spot here in St. Louis. So I threw Caldi's into the Google Maps and got dropped off there. And I saw a bunch of places around. And one of them was a Lakota coffee company. And so I popped in there. And, you know, I'm sorry, Caldi's. I love you, but I got to try new things sometimes. And it was real good. It was really nice. Saw a lot of academia in there, a lot of professors and some students. So it was a nice little atmosphere. You know, a lot of people studying for things that I don't understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of knowledge going on in some of these coffee shops. I mean, there's a lot of things going down.
I hate to bring it down when I walk in, but yeah, usually there is.
Columbia's great. I'm sure they were uplifted by having you there. And you went to Jefferson City also,
yep,
our great
yeah.
state capital.
Yeah, we were in Jeff City for a little bit. We got to eat dinner there, which was awesome. Both of those cities have had great crowds. And we went to Hannibal, too. We finished up in Hannibal last night, and that was an awesome crowd. As I'm sure a lot of people are saying, this time of the year is really when it feels like we're getting close. So it's awesome to be able to go out and see all these people that show up for us and all these people that are, you know, just as excited as we are for the season to get going.
Caravan's awesome. I wasn't on yours this year. We had fun last year together. This year I was in Memphis with Jack Flaherty. Drew some big crowds.
I heard rumors.
Ooh, they like
I heard
Jack.
Rumors of Memphis being the 10th largest city in the U.S. for a few hours there.
They like Jack. We went, I'd say Jonesboro, the mall at Jonesboro, the mall at Turtle Creek, they said mm-hmm. it was the most people they've ever had at a caravan. They estimated between 1,200 and 1,500. It was a big crowd. And then we went to Dyer County High School last night, and one of the kids who went through, I had all the kids ask questions. Mm-hmm. One of the kids walks through and he hands each of us a baseball card of himself that he signed, and on the back was a little message saying, you know, John, good luck this season.
Awesome.
Eli. I mean, that's what it's all about.
That is exactly what it's about. And that, yeah, that's what you want to see. That's oh my gosh, that is so refreshing. I really like that. I need to meet this kid.
I love seeing the kids watch you guys. You know, that I really think that's the key to growing this game. If we want to keep this thing going, we got to get the younger generation on board.
Yeah, you know, and it's too bad because baseball can get a bad rap sometimes for being, you know, slow or boring or whatever these people are saying about it. And I hate that because, you know, it sets people up to, if they go watch their first baseball game, their first impression is, oh, okay, well, this is going to be slow and boring, so let's see if I like it. And, you know, you're already off on the wrong foot. It's not. It's fast-paced. It's exciting. And I think you're exactly right. I think to have kids come out and be in tune with the game and to love the game is so important.
You definitely have fun out there. No, make no mistake about it. You are in some high-pressure situations as a reliever, and I know the pressure's on and you feel it. But do you use that, the friendliness, the warm personality that you have, the fun of the game, to kind of counteract that? Like, how do you walk into a situation where you know you've got to, you might have to deliver a big out in front of 45,000?
Yeah, you know, there's, if I'm not performing well, then I'm not playing baseball. And if I'm not playing baseball, I'm not having fun. Yeah. You know, the only way that I can enjoy myself out on the field is to perform and be allowed on the team and to be allowed to play. So, do I love being out there? Of course. But they're not going to put me out there if I can't try and get a job done. So that first priority is all right, this hitter, let's get him out. Let's not let anyone score. And, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But you try and outweigh the ones where it doesn't.
Tyler Webb was on our caravan. He's a good dude.
He is. He's a lot of fun. He is a lot of fun to play with. He's a great guy to have in the bullpen.
Really nice guy. I'm talking just on the bus and at dinner. Mm-hmm. Just an honest, thoughtful, you know, like he knows the game, too. I mean, big time.
He does, and you can see him sitting in the bullpen. He just has such a good eye for the sport, and we're 400 feet away. You know, yeah. We can hardly see. I can hardly see anything, but he's able to pick up on hitter swings and reading things like that. And him and Miller do a great job when they sit next to each other, chatting about left-handed hitters and whatever it may be. It's fun to see them kind of work through what they're thinking about and how they want their approach to be. And Webby also takes some excellent photographs. I don't know if you've seen some of those from the road trips. He does a great job with those.
Wow, I didn't realize that. So mm-hmm. We had Taka on our trip. So it was like none of us even needed a phone. Taka is just snapping pictures. He's for people who don't know, is the manager of photography for the Cardinals. I mean, he is the guy.
Yeah.
So when you have Taka on the trip, we didn't have to do anything. We just retweeted
everything.
Whatever he did. You're not a social media guy, though, right? You're still not? Are you on any?
No, I can't bring myself to do anything other than read email on the internet. It's sad.
No, but that's you. You'd be really good. I mean, you're a great pitcher. You are.
Thank you.
But you'd be really good, I think, in our business.
Well, I appreciate it.
Are you comfortable doing that? Do you want to do more of that podcast, broadcasting? Is that entered your mind?
You know, I haven't really thought about it that much. I mean, I love hanging out with you. I enjoy having our chats and rocking and rolling like we do. So, I mean, I'm certainly not uncomfortable doing anything like that. But to be honest, yeah, I haven't thought about it too much.
Well, we are thinking about 2020. And just to kind of wrap up, the Cardinals, what is the best asset of this team in your mind? And what does this team need to do to get to that next level?
Man, that's a tricky question because I can only pick one thing,
yeah.
Right? I would say that the biggest asset is going to be the organization's depth.
Yeah,
and you've seen it for several years. You can't look at a team, the major league team or any team in the minor leagues, that doesn't have major league talent on it. And I think to be a winning team and to have that talent shine through, you need to do those little things every day and create some consistency. There's a lot of talk about the base running and the defense and how good that was last year. I mean, it was that good. And when you can do those things right, and then on top of doing little things right, you add all the talent that we have, you create kind of a monster, a bird monster, you know?
Yeah, it's a good-looking ball team. It really is. This ball club has a real shot at doing what it did last year and maybe more, pitching-wise, defense, and then if that offense gets a little more consistency, it's going to be a lot of fun watching Mike Schilt's team. John Brebbia is with us. We appreciate it. If you're in a Caldy's, whether it's in the city or just outside the city or in another city, you never know. You may bump into this guy.
Yep, that's right.
He is the coffee aficionado. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. John Brebbia with us on KMOX.